Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, January 21st, 2019, Maxine Brown of the country folk trio The Browns passes away at the age of 87. Along with her sister Bonnie and her brother Jim Ed, she plays three songs on the Billboard Top 40, The Three Bells, Scarlet Ribbons, and The Old Lamp Lighter. On this day in 2002, 81-year-old Peggy Lee, best known in the rock era for her 1958 version of Fever, passes away after suffering a heart attack at her Bel Air, California home. Lee won a Grammy Award for her 1969 hit, Is That All There Is?, and had charted 46 times from 1945 to 1969, 10 times in the top 10. She had suffered a stroke in 1998 and had been battling heart disease and diabetes. On this day in 1997, Colonel Tom Parker, the former carnival pitchman who guided Elvis Presley's career for 22 years, dies of complications from a stroke. He is 87. On this day in 1987, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducts the Coasters, Eddie Cochran, Bo Diddley, Aretha Franklin, Marvin Gaye, Bill Haley, B.B. King, Clyde McFadder, Ricky Nelson, Roy Orbison, Carl Perkins, Smokey Robinson, Muddy Waters, Hank Williams, and Jackie Wilson. On this day in 1994, Yes hits number one on the Billboard Hot 100 with their only top 10 hit, Owner of a Lonely Heart. On this day in 1966, Beatle George Harrison marries his longtime girlfriend, Patty Boyd, whom he had met on the set of the Beatles' first movie, A Hard Day's Night. She would leave an unfaithful Harrison in the mid-70s and hook up with Eric Clapton, who wrote the song Layla about her. Those two would marry in 1979, but split in 1988. And on this day, January 21st, 1965, a group that was part of the British invasion has to cancel the show at New York's Apollo Theater after the U.S. Immigration Department forces them to leave the venue. Their only New York appearance would be on the Ed Sullivan Show. Who are they, and what is their biggest hit? The answer, right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at DunnettInc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again. Go, go!
On this day, January 21st, 1965, a group that was part of the British invasion has to cancel a show at New York's Apollo Theater after the U.S. Immigration Department forces the group to leave the venue. Their only New York appearance would be on the Ed Sullivan Show. Here are The Animals and The House of the Rising Sun.
They call the rising sun.